One of the things that many new clients tell me when they first start working with me is how much they have struggled with how to be fully present in their bodies around other people. By this, I mean things like I'm worried about what they're thinking about me. Maybe my boundaries aren't so great. I get drained by other people and their demands or their tough emotions. Or I'm working so hard to seem competent and like I care about people because I want people to know I'm a good person. Can you relate? I think this is very common in the interaction between humanoids. And it's often the elephant in the room that is sometimes skipped over in other types of work, therapy, hypnosis, and things like that. I mean, it's not that people don't know about these things, but just knowing about them and trying to think differently or program your nervous system, it works up to a point. But in the 15 years I've been doing this and working with, thousands of leaders from all walks of life who all report some variation of this, I have noticed that the tendency is still to assume that the answer to healing this is done by yourself. That if you could meditate this away or meditate into full embodiment or find the calm in the middle of a beautiful forest or a meadow, that would translate into feeling more calm and peaceful around humans. And undoubtedly it helps. But after working with so many people and seeing what works and what doesn't, and my own personal experience, I can honestly say that there is a limit to how much about this stuff you can resolve by yourself. Meaning, absolutely, all these things have value, whether it's a self-help book, whether it's a meditative practice, whether it's going on retreats or spiritual inquiry. Yes, yes, yes. And a lot of these activities still tend to have the assumption that you sort of work on yourself and these things will resolve. I think we can all agree that you might feel really embodied, really good when you're in the middle of a beautiful forest or by the beach, in nature some way, or maybe with your dog, that we are wired to feel good, especially when surrounded with more nature, more goodness, more natural beauty. We can't help but become more embodied. In fact, you don't even have to work on it. Being in a beautiful setting by the beach instantly puts you back in your natural state. And when you're stressed out, yay, go and seek these opportunities to restore calmness, stability in your nervous system. In fact, that's often what vacations are supposed to do. And we're in a culture where sometimes people don't even take their vacation. But vacations are a necessity, not an optional thing. And companies have learned that without granting vacation, people just don't do very well. And of course, sometimes there's a little bit of a subtle pressure to not take vacation. But folks, take your vacation. It's necessary for rejuvenation. And if your stress is dealing with people, which most of it is, also know that there is a limit to how much you can restore all by yourself in nature. Because eventually, we come back to our lives and we have to deal with people. And people experience, oh my God, I'm getting drained. I can't wait for the next vacation, or I need to get away. Does this sound familiar? I know, because that was how I used to be. Thank God I'm not anymore. And I see this in so many of my clients. And this is why I'm always emphasizing to clients, if you want to find your inner peace around people, which is the next level up, Anyone can feel peaceful in a forest or on a beach. But we are called to resolve or find ways to be around each other's, as if everyone's bumper cars, you know, bumping into each other. We don't want to bruise each other, but nobody does well completely on their own, even though they might think that they're more peaceful on their own. Most people aren't genuinely fulfilled and happy as completely alone. We are wired for connection, and connection is often where we get our most pain and joy. What I mean by that is, if you are struggling with being able to be at peace around other humanoids, seek out some sort of process, some sort of community, as a safe sandbox, a safe training ground, to learn a few new things, not so much in terms of cognitive learning or understanding, but how to be around other people. And this is why I'm a real proponent of my small group offerings. It doesn't have to be mine, of course, but any sort of group where you can feel safely held, seen, and heard. Because these aren't really technical skills that you would need to take notes on, as much as an immersion experience, especially if you have an experienced facilitator and a good process. Without those two things, a group is still not as effective. And that's why sometimes, if you don't have an experienced facilitator, groups can end up feeling overwhelming for people. Or things happen, people end up not feeling safe. They're not facilitated in such a way to ensure everybody's emotional and energetic safety. That means you need an experienced facilitator. And you need a process. So when we have everyone together, then what? How do we evoke more of the ability for you to be seen and heard? And of course, you know, I have a process. I'm very proud of it, called Spark, because I don't believe any of this has anything to do with things like how you're thinking or limiting belief. You may already know about your limiting beliefs. You may already know you're in people pleasing or in not wanting to look stupid or whatever it is. But then what? Asking the mind to change itself through thinking differently is often a tough ask. And this is where I find people getting frustrated when they're trying to do these things alone. Because the natural way to heal, the natural way of growth, is the way humans are wired, around other people, the right kinds of people. If you are around enough of the right kinds of people who can evoke this greatness out of you, your presence, you'll feel so much more stable in your nervous system, in your body, when it's time to talk to people you don't know as well or people who are more challenging. So you need an experienced facilitator who understands energetic presence, not so much working on negative beliefs. And I do believe that this is the next evolvement of healing that must occur. There must be, in the way the world is heading, we need something that's much more embodied, encompassing the body's natural somatic experience. Because your body's already feeling something even before your mind knows what it's thinking. And sometimes just trying to think differently causes a cramp in the system, or it's not something your body can really sustain more than a day or two, and then people relapse. Why is that? How is it that people have done so much work on their beliefs, but they find either it takes a lot of internal energy to sustain, or they somehow relapse? And there are many layers as to why this happens. There's the subconscious layer, yes. There's a somatic layer, yes. There are also other factors that people aren't nearly as aware as, that come from things that are less familiar. Yes, there's childhood issues. There's attachment. Yes, all that. But there's also intergenerational things. And intergenerational stuff is what has not until now been acknowledged in a useful way. And just analyzing it doesn't typically move it. There are other tools that are very powerful, that can be done in group, that can really shift some of these things without people needing to excavate too hard. This is sometimes known as constellation work. It's something that I do in my groups. And the extra benefit of that is anytime I run a constellation, everyone in the room benefits. It's not just for the benefit of one person. The way the energetic field runs, it's a win-win for everyone, even myself. So the way the world is moving, I firmly believe, especially with the oncoming of AI and all these changes, we must up-level what we think is possible in our ability to connect with each other. The cognitive work has been fine, and there is more possible in community, in with a facilitator who's experienced, and a process. You need those three things. Because if you were to bounce around separately, find a community here, facilitator over there, and a process over there, it doesn't work. And sometimes I see people doing that, trying to cobble together things. It's not wrong. It's just that it's more efficient and a more holistic when it's all in one place. So I hope this has been encouraging for you, that if you have been doing a lot of mindset work or self-help or psychological stuff, and you find yourself still bumping along with some of the same things, don't worry, there's more possible. There is always more possible. And in fact, it's probably calling you in some way, yeah? So, hope this is useful. As usual, if you like this podcast, I welcome a subscribe, share it with your friends, because people need to know these things. And if you'd like to book a private consult with me to see if we're a good fit together, to work together, or what things I have that might be useful to you, just hit me up and jump on my calendar. Thanks.